Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the upcoming corn silage harvest. Crop is growing well, and in many parts of the state, we're actually past tasseling already. So ideally, when do we want to chop the corn for silage? Well, we'd like to see the milk line at least 3/4 of the way down the kernel, and we would still like to have adequate moisture. So about 35% dry matter up to maybe as high as 38% dry matter. We really don't want to go much above 38% dry matter because we start to have more issues with packing, not getting the right density if we're talking about drive over piles or bunker silos. Secondly, we will not get the correct fermentation if the corn gets too dry. Now here's the tricky part. If we have very hot weather, obviously the corn is going to mature very quickly. So you may not have a lot of days to think about this. Maybe only about a week between kind of ideal conditions and less than ideal conditions. Because sometimes the field will lose moisture at a rate of about 1% for each day. So we quickly progress from 35% dry matter to 40% dry matter under those types of conditions. So, as you consider when you need to chop, you need to think about milk line as well as whole plant moisture. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider both starch content as well as whole plant moisture when pulling the trigger on chopping corn silage.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.